Unit 6, Exercise 1. Speaker 1.
No sightseeing map would direct you to this intriguing six-story mansion, the headquarters of the Explorers Club in New York. It is a social club for a group of travellers who have seen more of the world than anyone would think possible. History is alive in the building's upper galleries open to the public. Just look at a polar bear guarding the staircase. Follow me, please. You'll experience something that most people can only dream of.
Speaker 2.
Hi, everybody. Today we've got some advice for shy people. First of all, remember that most of us have felt shy at some point in our lives. It's a perfectly normal reaction to meeting new people and doing new things. Secondly, do some exercises that might help reduce your shyness. Practice what you're going to say and think of ways to start a conversation. Find situations to try out this advice by chatting to people or joining after-school clubs. Getting shyness under control takes time, but other people have done it, and that means that you can too.
Speaker 3.
The answer to the question as to what the cities of the future will look like is problematic. In developing countries, people are coming into the cities in huge numbers, in search of work. The cities have no housing that they can afford, so they end up building their own communities and houses on unoccupied land, which means they don't have electricity or water supplies or access to education. It is a real headache for the urban planners of the future.
Speaker 4.
And now let me explain some vocabulary that we used during our discussion before the break. Streaming describes the activity of listening or watching music, radio, or videos directly from the internet as a continuous stream. The word catchy describes something that attracts attention and is easy to remember. The adjective driving, in the context of our discussion, means having a strong influence.